We are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, all of our guests are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call or click today to find out what you can save. We are going one-on-one with Myron Patton, of course, the sports director, Fox 25 KOKH in Oklahoma City. Give him a follow on Twitter at Myron_Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N. We're going to shift gears. We want to talk now about the Oklahoma City Thunder. And on Monday, you were at General Manager's Sam Presti's meeting with the media on Monday. How did he summarize this season?
A success, as you would expect he would. I mean, obviously they want to win the championship. But considering, you know, at the beginning of these playoffs, everybody's pretty much coronating Golden State and San Antonio to meet in the Western Conference Finals. And they took out San Antonio, who won 67 games, won twice in San Antonio, a place where they'd only lost once all season. And they beat them twice in 8 days, and you take the Warriors to 7 games. A successful season, and especially when you consider throwing in some of the other issues that, you know, people probably kind of forgot about. You know, Monty Williams, assistant coach, his wife is killed in a tragic auto accident. Monty's not even going to be back with the team even next year. You know, first-year guy and Billy Donovan coming over from the collegiate ranks. And so he loses a veteran like Monty Williams. He loses Mo Cheeks, his other veteran assistant who had hip replacement surgery, was gone for a portion of the season. Deion Waiters loses his brother. So he's out of the mix for a while during the season. A successful season in terms of where they got to. Now, the bitter point is you blew a 3-1 series lead against Golden State and you couldn't find a way to get one more win. That's a bitter pill to swallow. And but I think overall he termed it as a successful season, and really I can't argue with it.
You know, Myron, you mentioned rookie head coach Billy Donovan, his transition from the college game to the NBA. Can you kind of put into perspective how effective that he was with the Thunder?
Well, I think he did a pretty good job. You know, it always helps when you've got Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook to be two guys to lean on.
Yeah.
But certainly coming in, you know, having never coached in the NBA, and learning the different personalities that go into a team and how things are done. And I think you saw as the season kind of went along, he did some things that showed he's a really good coach. I don't think people really doubt it based on what he did at Florida, but college is so much different than the NBA. Like, for instance, you know, he changed some things in terms of, you know, when Kevin Durant, you know, he staggered, when he and Russell making sure one of those guys is on the floor at all times,
mm-hmm.
when they went to their rotations, you know, taking Kevin out, you know, maybe at the 6-minute mark of the first half, which is something he had not been accustomed to doing. He'd been accustomed to pretty much playing the entire first quarter, but he did that so when Russell went out, Kevin's back in, and I think that helped out the bench production. If you looked at the series, and again, this is kind of getting some technical stuff, but if you looked at the series against the Warriors. At the beginning, you saw Andre Robertson, who, you know, defensive specialist, but not much for offense. You know, you try to hope he can hit some threes in the corner. Well, Golden State basically was not guarding him. When they put him in that corner and that ball rotates, they were begging him to shoot. Well, what Donovan did, he said, okay, I'm going to take him, and when we set that high pick and roll with Russell Westbrook, instead of, say, Serge doing that, I'm going to let Andre Robertson do that. So, therefore, if everybody goes to Russell, Andre, you know, slides to the basket, but he can hit a layup. He can hit stuff in the paint. He's not going to, you know, you take a chance of shooting 22-3 from away from the basket, three-pointer, but he can hit a layup. And so that kind of, and that was during games 2 and 3, and the 4, where the Thunder took that 3-1 series lead, and suddenly he started becoming more of a force on offense. And then if you did guard him, instead of Andre Robertson having a wide-open shot, which you don't think he can hit, that's Serge Ibaka. Well, Serge Ibaka is a really good mid-range shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And so just some little adjustments like that during the series, you know, showed his coaching acumen if you didn't believe he had. I mean, I always thought he was a good coach. I had my doubts, you know, like anybody, a college guy going to the NBA. But he's a, you know, that kind of showed what he could do. Just some little other subtle adjustments that he made. So he did a really good coaching job. They didn't get to the finals, which is, you know, everybody's got to blame on that when you're up 3-1. But I think overall, it was a really good year for him.
Hey, Game 4 of the NBA Finals, it is underway right now. At Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, we are breaking that down. But right now, we are zeroing in on the Oklahoma City Thunder. We're visiting with KOKH, Fox 25 Sports Director in Oklahoma City. Myron Patton is with us. Let's examine the Oklahoma City Thunder, their offseason priorities. Is KD, is he coming back?
That's the big question. And really, from at the right after they lost to Golden State, that was maybe the second question that was asked of Kevin.
Right.
You know, so that is the big, big question. It's priority number one for Oklahoma City. I'm leaning toward that he will, that he'll probably do something like maybe a short contract and maybe come back and be a free agent after next season, link up with Russell Westbrook, who will also be a free agent. And then he can also take advantage of the salary cap, taking another leap. They're saying Kevin's going to be the first $40 million a year player, he and LeBron maybe both, getting to that status or whatever. And because the salary cap is jumping up next season and then even after next season. So I'm kind of leaning toward that. But he is going to look around. I've said, you know, he's got a lot of people that he's close to that he kind of keeps that close to the vest. And that may be some that want him to take a look at what else is out there really seriously. But when you consider the fact Oklahoma City went to the West Finals, they've still got a very young team. They were up 3-1. You say, well, where could he go that could give him a better chance? It's hard to make a case for anybody unless it's Golden State, which I don't see him going there. That just seems, because I know it's a different time. I don't see him going there. San Antonio, you just beat San Antonio. Now, a lot of people are pushing Boston because they've got a good team, but they don't have a superstar, and it's the Eastern Conference. And this is what I was talking about LeBron earlier. It is easy to get out of the East to get to the NBA Finals in the West. Still, if you pin me down, I think he's going to stay in Oklahoma City. In fact, I'll be surprised if he doesn't.
Only time for one more question with Myron Patton, KOKH Sports Director out of Oklahoma City. You got to check him out, Fox 25, and follow him at Twitter, at Myron_Patton. A moment ago, you were talking about assistant coach Monty Williams. He will not return after the sudden and tragic passing of his beautiful wife, Ingrid. Can you give us an update? I mean, how is he doing? And I understand Adrian Griffin, he's going to replace Monty on the staff.
Yeah, Monty, you know, obviously it's hard to even imagine what he's had to go through.
Right.
You know, an NBA coach or anybody involved in the NBA as a player, tons of travel. Well, he's got five kids.
Mm.
I mean, that's just, how do you reconcile that just from a standpoint and be a coach and you've got five kids and they're five young kids or whatever. You know, he came to a couple of early playoff games against the Mavericks and, you know, sat in the stands and was around. And, of course, he was, for a guy who was not here very long, he had an enormous impact on the team and really the community. I mean, I went to his wife's memorial service, and like most people who were there, I was totally shocked when he got up to speak. He had the place captivated. I mean, the fact that he was able to do what he did.
The great Myron Patton has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. We're over on time. It's so great to catch up with you. You have a wonderful summer, and enjoy the finals, okay, Myron?
Alyssa, always good talking with you, and I'm sure you still got a mean jump shot.
Absolutely, and a mean elbow, too. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.